Christ, dude. Well, 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 dude. Well, well, well. What have we here, dude? If it isn't the perfect amalgamation of Joe Gorman and Matt Maron.
We absolutely. Yeah. We found the middle in the evolutionary chart yeah. between me and Joe.
Yeah, so the Charmeleon between like the Charmander and Charizard. Yeah.
What's up? Welcome to the Buff Boys. Matt Maron, Joe Gorman, our guest from the Dojo Comedy Club, Vic Cedeno.
What's up, boys?
What's up, brother? Up? Thanks for doing the show, man. Thanks for having me. Thanks for risking everything, coming to Libtard, New York,
yes.
to record a podcast with some soy boys.
Let me tell you something. I'm like in Brooklyn,
yeah,
driving, bumping Jay-Z, and I'm like, this doesn't feel right. Like
bumping Jay-Z, running over trans people, dude. Being like, out of the way, they, them. Now your pronouns are run slash over, huh? Yeah, yeah. That's fucking sick,
run
dude.
Run slash DMC.
Speed slash bump. That's yeah. your new pronoun.
Bumping Jay-Z. Yeah. You're like, oh, in Brooklyn, I'm bump Jay-Z. And like that. Yeah, I feel like this isn't what he's rapping about.
This is not the Brooklyn he lived
dude,
in.
This is a different, damn. How come Jay-Z didn't mention so many Whole Foods?
Yeah. You
know? Why do I feel so safe here in this place?
Yeah, white people are walking around with too much confidence in Brooklyn, dude.
Yes,
we need
really
a sense
are.
Of terror, dude.
They're
the black people
off.
Are too nice here, dude. Everyone's like fucking nice, you know?
Yeah, because they don't want their rent to go up anymore.
And at least in like West Brooklyn, East Brooklyn, go out to like Canarsie. He's still got, it's still a little spooky there.
Oh, there it is. There it is, dude.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hey. Oh, that's the kind of pod we're on. Yeah, can we get that in post? What's going on?
Leave it in, dude.
What's going on, big man? I'm always on your, you know, I'm always creeping on the Instagram. You're up fucking early, brother. Are you doing The Rock? Where you always are up at like fucking 5 o'clock in the morning. Is that
work? The Mark Wahlberg, you praying?
4:30 a.m. I'm not praying. I'm pushing. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm waking up and struggling to get out the door. But if I can just get to where I can brush my teeth, I'm pretty much out the door.
Nice. That's good. So is it like, are you just like working out and carpe diem, or is it like a job that requires you to get up?
No, I have to work out because otherwise I don't have time.
Oh wow, okay.
That's my only time in the day.
You see, that's why it's so funny, because it's like, you know, a lot of comics are like, I just not enough time. You know, between the open mic I'm doing and this, you know, it's not. But it's like there's enough time. You just have to find a way to do it.
Yeah, for sure. You just have to be willing to lose sleep.
Exactly. Yeah, because after work I have my daughter. Until she gets picked up, and then from there it's a hustle and bustle to get
bring
to
your
wherever
daughter
I'm going.
Bring your daughter to the gym with you.
I know, but you know, my gym doesn't have daycare.
Oh damn!
Yeah, I know. They
Curves doesn't have daycare. What the hell? What kind of two-bit operation are you running here, dude?
I clang and bang at Gold's, baby.
Nice, dude. That's
you
the
do
way
Gold's gym.
Yeah,
nice.
Baby.
Nice.
Just because it happens to be the closest gym to my house. But now I've been looking at like trying to move, and I won't go anywhere where there's no Gold's in sight, and there's not a lot anywhere.
Yeah,
it's like a dying brand almost, because it was like huge in like the 80s and 90s during like the fucking bodybuilder movement. You know,
but
it was
who
like
wants
a thing
to go there when they can go to freaking Equinox. Planet Fitness and and pay $10.
That's what Matt does, dude.
Yeah,
I do the $20 because it's black card, so you get to go to any of them.
You get to go to any
of them.
I'm
a high roller.
But aren't they're supposed to be raising the prices now, too.
Yeah.
Everybody's
maybe. I don't know if I'm grandfathered in or not.
No, no one's grandfathered in on this, dude. For a gym fucking membership, dude?
No, man.
Get out of town, dude, because they know you'll pay it because it's impossible to cancel.
Yeah.
That's how you got to, like, be committed.
Planet Fitness' whole business model is it's so cheap, they know so many people will buy the membership without going.
And forget.
That, like, way more people, not go, but be like, got to keep the membership because I plan on going.
Yeah. Or it's like,
they just won't ever cancel.
It's nice to take a shit. Like, all right, I'm just going to go here and take a shit.
Oh, I have. Every once in a while, if I'm, like, in the city and I got to go, go to the Planet Fitness.
Yeah, you take a shit, it's like, oh, it's a messy one. I better hop in the shower.
Matt looks back at his logs, and he's just got a bunch of 20-minute workouts. Yeah. He's just been in for 20 minutes.
Yeah, dude, just fucking, all right, well, fucking grind, dude.
I get it in hard.
Yeah, he goes in there, fucking takes a shit, gets jerked off in the sauna, and he's on with his day, dude.
It's funny you think Planet
they got
Fitness
saunas?
Has a sauna.
Wait a minute! If Planet Fitness doesn't have a sauna, where did I get jerked off?
Why was it so hot in that room?
What's going on? I just got jerked off in a hot bathroom.
Yeah, so they just opened up a bunch of lockers and put it together. Yeah. Little heat stack in there.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
I like the sauna. Yeah. I do the sauna. Nice. I was feeling under the weather yesterday, and I went this morning. I was like, I'm going to sweat this bitch out.
Yeah, same thing, like, I have a huge podcast tonight. I can't miss
it. I was like, I'm not missing two nights in Brooklyn. Yeah. I was supposed to go to, Westchester?
Westchester, that's
Brooklyn
outside.
Comedy
Upstate?
Club.
Oh,
what's it called now?
The Williamsburg Comedy Club.
Williamsburg Comedy Club.
It used to be Brooklyn, now it's Williamsburg.
Yeah, no, I am sober now, but I was did in hot water earlier today. And anytime you do a show with Gino Bisconti, he's just offering you free whiskey the whole time. I don't want to turn down free whiskey.
No,
so
you were in hot whiskey.
I was in hot whiskey,
a hot toddy.
Yes,
in hot toddy.
And then in between then and now, I went to the gym try and sweat out some of that Jameson.
Yeah,
and now I'm feeling good. Got my prime.
Yeah, how do you like that?
I like it. I think people would like shit on it because they're like, it doesn't actually do anything. I'm like, well, I drink because it tastes good and it doesn't have sugar. Yeah. I don't drink it to like do anything.
Doesn't have any BCAAs in there.
Yeah, it's got all kinds of fucking bad shit for you, dude. All kinds of carcinogens.
I trust Logan Paul.
It's got a little Logan Paul
it's
sweat
got
in
nicotine.
It.
Yeah.
Are you gonna watch the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight? What do you think? What do you got on that, Vic? You're like a fucking
dude. I'm a bit of a sports guy. Disturbed about this match.
It's a weird era we're living in with boxing right now.
Because that's the most interesting thing going on. It's a sad era.
Celebrity boxing is the only thing
that boxing has.
I feel like when Mayweather fought fucking Manny Pacquiao the first time, that was like a big deal. Like everyone, that was like a big deal.
But even that was like 3 years after it should have happened.
And that was that was after it was done. And then like the other thing after that was like Canelo versus Triple G, and it had like a little bit of a buzz, but it wasn't even like as big of a buzz
global.
As anything else.
And
like Jake Paul, it's like the appeal is like, well, this is like a guy who got famous on YouTube.
Yeah,
like he was like a YouTube celebrity first, and then like people were like, okay, well, we're gonna watch him box to get his ass beat, and then he's like,
that's why he's got the Mayweather.
He's got the formula. Does the heel turn, and that's why I think his brother's so good at pro wrestling.
Yeah,
you know, his brother's facing Cody Rhodes for the WWE Championship
again, second title shot.
And like
was in Saudi Arabia. He went against Roman Reigns.
Yeah. I fucking love him as a wrestler too.
Yeah,
he's
great.
So
he's
fucking good.
He's
very
he's
good.
Really good,
and he's so good on the mic. Like he just He really understands. And, like, if you told me, like, oh, yeah, he came up through WWE, I'd fucking
believe it, dude.
Because, like, that's how good he is.
There's a picture.
You can see. And you can see in, like, the way he, like, carries himself. He knows how to, like. And he's good at getting heat from the. Like, he's so good at getting heat.
Oh, yeah, I saw a picture on Twitter from, like, 2015 or 2014. And it's like, these two people are facing each other for the WWE Championship. It's a picture of Cody Rhodes dressed up as, like, Stardust, the weird character he was doing.
Oh, yeah.
And Logan Paul with, like, the hair down in his face in the Japanese forest.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That was awesome, dude.
Like, these two guys are facing each other for the WWE Championship
now. He's
just
reporting suicides in the forest.
Ah, but, like, it's like. It's also like, well, it's the Japanese guy shouldn't have killed himself in the forest. It's like a public forest, dude.
Nobody told him to hang there.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to die. Don't look at me.
No, I'm going to die now.
Don't look at me.
This is sacred suicide forest.
It was funny.
I'm so ashamed.
It was funny because he was just like, oh, I think I see a dead body. It was like such a fucking funny video, dude.
I got to go back and look that video
great.
Up.
What a banger, dude. Honestly,
dude. I forgot all about that.
I love the Paul brothers, dude.
Yeah, I love to hate them.
I do think they're entertaining.
Super
fun,
entertaining.
Yeah.
They're super entertaining. Yeah. They're talented. They're athletic.
Yeah.
They're not bullshit guys.
They're the male Kardashians.
100%.
Yeah.
I always say, like, at least, but, like, it's like with the Kardashians.
But talented.
Like, I want to fuck them, but, like, they're like, wait, like, they actually have, like,
a
talent.
Kim, who does Kim ever box?
Can back, yeah.
Yeah, who's Kim ever
Well,
fought?
I'd say, like, if Kim Kardashian was like, I'm the best fucking cocksucker in the world.
Yeah.
And then, like, everyone's like, you can't fucking suck a cock. And then, like, she, like, sucks a guy's cock hella good. You're like, damn, all right. Well, she fucking backed it up, right?
Yeah.
But, like, they're not backing it up, dude. They're like, yeah, who's she? We saw her suck Ray J's dick, and that's it,
And
dude.
She wasn't that good at it.
Yeah.
That Kim, video, she was less than talented in that video.
Exactly.
Ray J was doing all the work.
Kim Kardashian, release a new sex tape, or Matt Maron's going to hurt one of your children. Nice, dude. We always have
put a Hurt Lock.
Yeah, dude. We always have to make little threats every once in a while to get what we want. Yeah. You know?
Well, that's how it works.
Well, you know, they say a squeaky wheel gets the oil, you know?
Yeah.
And in this case, it's watching a 40-something woman suck a man's penis to completion.
Kim Kardashian got booed at the Tom Brady roast.
She did, dude.
They edited it out in the replay, though.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That's the age we're living in now. We're like, we're not getting authentic performances anymore.
No.
You know?
We got to watch people get booed.
It's like, that's like the best part of it, because it shows like, oh, yeah, this shit's not easy. Yeah.
Like, and honestly, I feel like we're getting more authentic performances now than ever just because... We at least know it happened. Like back in the day, something would be edited out. There was no internet, so the people who were there live wouldn't hear the reports of what really happened.
No, because then everyone's just gonna have like the Mandela effect. We're like, wasn't there booing in that? And then like everyone will just gaslight you. What are you talking? Kennedy was never assassinated. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Did you see that girl went head to head with Fruit of the Loom and won?
Wait,
oh, yeah, with the fucking...
With the cornucopia?
Yeah,
what
the cornucopia of fruit.
Cornucopia fruit.
And like they were saying like, oh, yeah, that never existed.
That never existed. She was just like... saying that she was like, remember when there was a cornucopia on the logo and the fruit was falling out of it, and everybody was like, no, it was never like that.
And the old Fruit of the Loom logo.
And even Fruit of the Loom was like, no, our logo was never that. And then she went in her freaking attic and found a shirt and was like, look, it's right here, and showed that it was on there.
Nice. Well, wow. I also feel like that's like, yeah, that's like maybe a part of it is gaslighting, but also I think like a big fucking company like Fruit of Loom is just like fucking firing people every quarter. So like nobody there has been like, you know, I've been here for 6 months. I've never seen a fucking cornucopia Fruit of Loom. What the fuck is this bitch? There's never like, I've been here since 1973 and there were cornucopias as far as the eye could see. And then in the 90s, when everyone was competing with Hanes when they had Michael Jordan, they said, get rid of the cornucopia, just the fruit. That's what happened, dude.
Yeah, there's Michael no Jordan. Mailroom dude anymore.
Well, Michael, yeah, there's no one, no fucking old guy who's seen it all go down.
Yeah. Michael Jordan was when he's in the Hanes commercial. That was when he had the Hitler mustache.
Yeah, that was Pete Jordan.
And that was what made him the best.
Nice, dude.
That's what made him want to dominate the world.
That's why LeBron will never be the GOAT.
Exactly.
He's got to grow a Hitler mustache.
Grow a Hitler mustache, and it just makes you want to take over.
Yeah, there's two parts. One, you have to star in an incredible Space Jam movie. All right, you got that, LeBron. But you got to make the full commitment.
It?
No, fuck
no, I was going to say, I heard it sucked so bad.
It was fun.
Grown-ass fucking Matt fucking biting his lip, hoping that LeBron James and the Toon Squad comes through, dude. Like fucking, like
the Monstars are good. They're tough.
Once they eliminated the bunny chick's tits, I'm like,
they made Lola
Bunny less hot, so I had to watch. I had to watch Space Jam 2 without a boner, but
it was like crazy.
It was still fun.
Crazy how hot she was in the first
one.
Yeah.
Like everyone had like a fucking raging boner in third grade. Nobody knew what was going on. Like, do I want a fucking animal, dude?
I will definitely be a furry for that chick.
And now it's like, now I've heard. Now it's like it was implied that Lola Bunny in the new Space Jam is actually trans. And that's why she looks the way she does.
God.
Yeah.
Couldn't make a hot trans? There's some hot trans out there.
Like, name five hot trans people.
I can't name one.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm sure they're out there.
All right, you gotta be out there.
All right, you got me. All right. There's no such thing as a hot trans woman. Happy.
I tried, guys and gals. I tried.
You really?
I tried, guy gals. I'm sorry.
Trying to be progressive. It's like there's a bunch of hot ones. Yeah. Name one. All right, I don't know any.
All right.
You gotta be. There could be. But remember, they did the same thing with X-Men too.
Sex-Men. They rebooted the X-Men.
Yeah, X-Men 97.
Well, they made Morphus. I could say, at least like they made like the guy that can turn into anything. Like non-binary, where it's like, all right, but
that
they
makes
need
sense.
To. They well, need
that
to
makes
have
sense. If anyone's gonna be the non-binary one, the one who can turn into anything,
that makes sense at least. Like, have you watched the new X-Men?
Oh, I watched them all.
It was great. It's fucking badass.
It was great. I'm so glad I didn't let right wing social media steer me away from.
Why
it.
Would they? Why did they not?
They
because,
hated it
because, oh,
because they're like
it's non-binary.
Yeah, and then
shouldn't they all be trans if they're X-Men?
Well, then I saw somebody make a video, and it was like. I like that one. I like that one. I had to stop and acknowledge that one. That was a good one. I had to stop and acknowledge a good pun.
Okay.
But they were saying that it's that they made them all like, you know, they're trying to make everything all inclusive. And then that was like somebody made a video and they were like, well, that's what the X-Men were. They're mutants.
They're the bad
guys.
Survive
in the world. And I was like, Fair point.
Yeah.
Honestly, dude, I would be with the Friends of Humanity. That anti-mutant fucking standing for the KKK. Yeah, like, the more I fucking watch the X-Men, I'm like, my God, like, this guy can fucking, like, destroy buildings with his thought. That's different than, like, a guy who's, like, a little bit darker than
you. Yeah, that can jump really high. Yeah. These guys are so much stronger than us.
Dude, stop them.
Can't you see we're not in the NBA anymore?
They're in all the commercials now. It's,
oh my
Can't
God.
Can't do anything now. They're everywhere. That I told you they were going to take over. There's KKK people right now saying, I told you so.
What do I do if my daughter comes home with one of them one day?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, bro, that's literally what it is.
They were like, what if it was cool to be a black man? That's what X-Men are really like. Like, mutants are like, okay, what if you were black, but it was really fucking cool? Like, that's what X-Men are. Like, that's all mutants are.
Oh, like, my God. How long did it take for us to get to the part in this podcast where we're like, black people are mutants?
Yeah. I think about the 15-minute mark. Yeah. About 15 minutes in, dude. That's awesome,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my
well,
God.
They say...
it's not our fault. We're just being influenced by culture.
Yeah, right. This is what they fucking...
We're a reactionary podcast.
with the return of the X-Men, like, apparently it might open the door for a new Spider-Man. Like, the return of the Spider-Man.
Ooh,
right,
that was a great cartoon.
I love the Spider-Man
show.
The
Spider-Man cartoon was great, especially when it had, like, that... What was it, like a 20-episode series with Carnage and Venom?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Whole...
Everything was like, everything kind of like, it was like every series was like a mini series. Like, it all kind of followed up.
And they had all of the characters in there. Daredevil.
Yeah.
All of the people. Yeah. The Justice League.
Fantastic Four. They had the X-Men at one point.
Yep. Iron Man. Everybody made an appearance.
Yeah, because the Spider-Man show was so successful, Marvel Comics were like, oh, we're going to use this as, like, a launching part for, like... So they were going to make a Daredevil show, and that's why he appeared in, like...
I think there was the Ben Affleck movie that was, like... Everyone didn't like that one, right?
Terrible.
It was really bad, and it sucks. It's
funny. I watched it on, like... I was at a day camp, and it was on one of the trips we were on, so it was, like, the movie they played on the bus when we were on a trip, and I remember watching it, and I wasn't into comics at all, so I was just like, oh, it's Daredevil, it's whatever, and I didn't feel one way or another, and then hearing the vitriol, people fell for it, I was like, God damn, okay.
It could have been good. I think it, like, Colin Farrell as Daredevil was pretty good in that movie. Like, Colin Farrell as Daredevil, or as Bullseye in Daredevil.
Yeah, he was bald.
He was like, but he was so good, like, that's how they started drawing Bullseye in the comics. Like that, because he was so popular.
Yeah.
So they was like the only good thing to come out of that movie.
Colin Farrell could play a good heel.
Yeah, he's really good at that. He's like a bad. He's like a kind of like.
He's a baddie.
Well, there's something about like fucking black haired Irish guys where it's like, oh, fuck, naturally evil, dude. They really are. But it's like, that's like the, you know, it's like, hard to tie to tie. I'm a redheaded Irishman. And it's like,
that's like jolly.
Yeah. And then it's like, then you got like, Black Irish. Yeah.
Those are mutants.
Yeah. Those are mutants. They're the mutants in Ireland, dude. Da 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 da.
Full circle.
No, it was like, that's like a thing. It was like black haired Irish was like, you know, those are the ones that like got like fucked up by the Celts or whatever. Or were the redhead. Either way, somebody got fucked up in Ireland, and that's why there's two different
They
hair
all
colors.
Got fucked up in Ireland.
Yeah. It's a goofy little island, man. God bless them, though.
Holy
God
shit.
Bless them, because they gave us French fries.
Yeah, why did England want that
did
so bad?
Ireland gave us French fries?
Yeah,
potatoes from the famine.
Oh, potato. Gotcha. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. It wasn't until France got there that they actually got silly with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Spider-Man 2 or 3, the one with Macho Man Randy Savage?
That was the first one.
That was the first one?
That was the first
he
one.
Was fighting,
Bonesaw,
he was
Bonesaw McGraw.
I got you for 5 minutes in here.
I got you for 5 minutes, little
that's
man.
That's a nice dress. Did your husband buy it for you, you fucking faggot? They're like, God damn. Now fucking Gen Z is like, nah, Spider-Man's transphobic. You know, it's like, damn, it's a fucking quip, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
It
might have been like a legitimate question, too. You know, hey, did your husband buy that for you? But people are like, oh, did you just assume? It's like, no, maybe because he seemed happy.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Macho Man Randy Savage was coming across as a guy who wasn't being nagged at every 5 minutes by some broad. So I was like, oh, he must be fucking a dude.
Not with those veins.
Yeah, dude.
I saw it resurfaced. Randy Savage released like a rap album
before he died. Hulk Hogan disc,
and there's a Hulk Hogan disc, and I saw some people sharing it saying Drake and Kendrick got nothing on this Randy Savage Hulk Hogan disc.
I saw that.
That's not. That's fucking cool, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had some bars for him.
Yeah, I don't remember any of them. I'll look it up. See, get some Randy Savage diss.
Yeah.
On Hulk Hogan, compared to what we're hearing right now from
the
Drake
best
and
is
Kendrick.
If you see the video, he's just surrounded by black dudes.
Yikes!
Yeah.
Kendrick,
he's got his crew with him.
Randy
Savage. Yeah, he's got his crew with him. Street cred.
It's so he could say the N-word.
He's like, each one of you gives me one N-word pass. Ooh, one, two, around. Three N-word passes. Ooh.
Every time he says the N-word, he does this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Remember, when I say it and I do this, it's all good, brother.
All right, it was called Be a Man.
Be a Man.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Yikes,
hot diggity damn.
Right out of the gate, dude.
That's just like the same as Tupac going, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Hot diggity damn, Hulk, I'm glad you set it off. Used to be hard, Hulk, now you done gone soft. Doing telephone commercials, I seen you dancing in tights as a ballerina. I knew all you had with the... I knew all along you had those tendencies.
Nice, dude. God damn.
Because you've been running from macho like I got a disease. Dude, please, your pay-per-view event was a joke. You're avoiding Randy Savage because you know you'll get smoked. Come on, that phony Fight the Rock spanked you fast. But when I challenged Hulk Hogan to a real fight, he passed. I called him out. The punk was scared to go. It was a charity event, but the Hulk didn't show. Hollywood Hulkster, you're at the end of your rope. And I'm going to kick you in the butt and wash your mouth out with soap. All right, that's a little weak.
Oh,
wash your mouth out
with
soap.
He was going hard, but this was after the freaking Hulk and Rock at WrestleMania?
This is like WCW era.
No, this was after that.
No, this is
like
after
2000.
Yeah, this is when he was in WWE and he had the biggest pop in the world. How could you? That's like going after Jay-Z. When he's at the top of the
like
game.
Like Rodney Dangerfield, you get no respect. So come on, Hulk, let's wreck so I can put you in check.
Whoa, damn.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That was just aggressive. You could just see at some point he got too emotional.
Randy Savage.
Something broke in him, dude. Yeah.
His heart.
Do you think it was because Miss Elizabeth died?
No, I think that was pre-Elizabeth dying.
Damn.
No, Miss Elizabeth died, I think, before that. She died in like the 90s.
Oh, man.
Yeah, didn't they have like a WrestleMania for her? The battle for Miss Elizabeth.
Only one man can read the rights while we lower her coffin into the grave, brother.
Lex Luger comes running in.
Yeah, I think she was dating Lex Luger. And they both had like...
Super Lex.
They had like drug issues.
She was the last one to
run
the Lex Express. Miss Elizabeth.
Well, Lex is still alive.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, she died in 2003.
Fuck yeah.
Also, she was able to hear it.
Nice, yeah.
Well, at least she fucking died happy, dude. She died complete.
She was like, I'm glad I left him.
Nice.
He
would have
made a diss song about me next.
Luger called 911 that she wasn't breathing.
Nice, dude. Yeah.
She's dead, brother.
Mix of painkillers.
She's dead, brother.
Mix of
it's over, dude.
It's a mix of painkillers and vodka.
Nice, dude. The old 1-2.
The old 1-2.
Yeah.
The old and hot water appetizer.
Oh, Vic. So, Vic, Joey Diaz recently came by the dojo in Jersey. Did you get to work with him?
Yeah, man.
That's
I didn't get to perform, but, you know, working the door, that's why I do it.
You know, it's always cool to be able to see that shit, dude. Like, there's some fucking big names that are coming in there. That's got to be good, dude.
Yeah. I called him Joe, which was weird. I got a little too comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was because I'm, you know, I do the light and shit, so I was telling him that that I just gave the guy the light. I was like, hey, Joe, I just gave him the light, 2 minutes. And he's like, all right. And then I walked out. I was like, why the hell did I just call him Joe?
Yeah.
Like, I fucking know him. Like, that's, I grew up with him.
He just has, like, that way of, like, making it feel, like, personal with you. You know, like, when he's talking to you, he has, like, a way to make you feel like
you opened
he's just talking
to you.
You
opened for him out in San Francisco,
right? I opened for him, like, 8 years ago in San Francisco, like, right when he was, like, starting to get popular on Rogan and stuff. So he started... touring. So yeah, I got to see him when I worked with him in San Francisco. He's always been fucking chill.
I think he would remember you.
He seems like Like, I got, like, a photo of it, and, like, I'll share it on Facebook every once in a while, and, like, he'll be like, those are some good times, brother, because, like, I have him. He's, like, a Facebook friend, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
He'll, like, comment on
it? Yeah, he's like, oh, that was some good times, brother, and, like, and, like, when John Mulaney, like, was, like, in rehab for coke, I, like, shared an article, and I was like, damn, his new special is probably going to be great, and Joey Diaz commented, and he was like, it's a horrible thing, man. My heart goes out to him. So it's like, oh, shit, all right.
Being sincere.
Yeah. It's like, damn, all right, you know, it's like, cool. It's like, he gets it. He's a real one, man. For
Joey
sure.
Diaz just scrolling through Facebook, commenting on people's stuff is very funny to me.
Yeah, I know. And especially, like, if he's getting, like, it's not even just trying to be funny.
He's just genuinely
he's being real.
Like, you know Ron Funches?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I posted, like, I knew him, like, years and years ago before he was, like, back when he was still, like, big, before he did Undateable.
You mean big, like,
when he was, like, fat? A bigger guy, yeah. When he was before he, like, lost all the weight and before he, like, blew up from Undateable. He was still, like, out of Portland, and this was, again, in San Francisco. At one point on Facebook, I was like, fuck, release it a comedy special, fucking fire emoji. And then, like, he commented, like, yeah, I probably sell just as well anyway. And I was like, ah, that's pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I have hundreds of hours. And then he also liked this one where I was like, I have hundreds of hours of video footage that will be released 15 years after my death. And he liked that. Because that's the way to release a special.
Yeah.
Post-mortem, dude.
Post-fucking-mortem.
My life's work.
Then it
and it's
just
me being
racist. Up.
It's the collection of me being racist at open mics.
Yeah. Who else have you worked with at Dojo that's been cool?
Ari was cool.
Yep.
But everybody knows Ari's fucking cool, especially like the comics and shit.
Yeah, Ari's always been nice.
But I try like...
Yeah, Ari gets like a rep, I think, because of like the stories about like Dose and Bert and whatever.
But like those are like people like he's like close fucking friends with. Yeah, like, he's not going to be like shitty to some like random opener, you know?
Yeah.
When I worked with him in Sacramento, he had me help him run his merchandise table. And he gave me like $100 afterwards for helping him like sell and move merch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him at Skankfest and I've seen him at the stand before and he's always like just chill, normal.
Yeah.
And you almost like, because you hear the story, you almost expect him to be a maniac.
Yeah.
But then he's just totally normal.
I think a lot of it is like performative.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, even if no one could be that way 100% of the time.
Yeah, he just goes randomly showing people his balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also try to stay away from people. When they first come
you
to
don't
the dojo,
like,
yeah, I don't want to fucking fangirl them.
Yeah,
I want them to come back.
Yeah,
so I like the second time people come back,
that's when fuck
I like,
with them.
I'll talk with them a little bit more. Yeah,
yeah, it's like, hey, you remember me? And
yeah,
you're the fucking cool guy who didn't like.
Yeah, like Norman came a couple times, and then like the third time he started getting silly.
Yeah,
and then I opened for him the first time he was there, had a great set, and afterwards was the first time somebody asked me to take a picture with them. And then the second time I opened for him, the second time I hosted, and then afterwards he's like, hey, every time I come here, I want you to host for me.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, awesome. Then the next time he came after that, I completely forgot he said that to me, brought his own host. And I never brought it up. I was like,
that's cool, man.
I'm not
that's
gonna like, say nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like you don't want to be like, but you said I could hold.
Yeah,
like, oh, I said a lot of things, Vic.
I really felt like a girl that was like that got played out. Like you said you were gonna, you said you would love me.
Yeah.
you said it would always be me. Yeah.
I appreciate what you did, but there's a lot of openers in this scene.
That's why you don't tell people things. I opened my mouth and told other comics. I was like,
as soon as you tell someone else, he said, I'm always going to open for him.
Every time he comes back, I'm opening
out.
For him.
Yeah, it's over.
That's it. He said he was going to take me on the road. Nothing.
Nice, man.
I know. Then he brought Sean Malay.
Ooh.
And I started developing a resentment towards
him.
Nice,
dude.
I was like, I hate you, Sean. And then I got to know Sean. And I was like, fuck, I like you.
I love this guy. God damn it.
God damn it.
Yeah, that's always
the last thing I need.
It's always nice when you have like an irrational hate for another comic because they have something you think you want. And then you meet them and they're nice. It's like, motherfucker.
Yeah, like, fuck, man. Now I know why he brought you.
This is the last thing I need. Yeah.
Yeah.
To actually find out this person I've irrationally hated for a while is decent.
Yeah. I have that with people I've never met before.
Yeah.
Just like, I assume that I'm not going to like them, that I'm not going to get along with them, or that they're going to have a preconceived notion about me, and they're not going to like me, and then I develop beef, and I talk about them in the shower.
Okay, just in the shower is not bad.
And then just get like I develop a beef in my head. Yeah, no, I develop beefs in my head. I never say anything about anybody else. Yeah. But I never trash anyone. Just because I'm
all right, well, let's start now. But. Who's been an asshole at the dojo? Who bombed?
Mark Random. No, I just say
we'll
that.
Save it for the Patreon.
I just say that loud because he wrote his name really big on the wall.
That's funny, dude. Yeah, his name was. I did see that in the fucking like all the fucking names on the wall.
I get so annoyed when I see a page, and not because I have anything against.
Dude, that's
the kid.
Why I never put my name on the wall because I don't like. I fucking write my name all fucking little in like a little corner, not to annoy anyone. People are like, Joe, what the fuck is this guy doing? That's graffiti. You know?
Like now, thanks. And then I was looking at it. And I'm like, thanks. Now we don't have room for Joey Diaz because you wrote your name.
That's
like a
so fucking funny. That's
like
so
a fucking ass.
Joey Diaz is like, oh, don't worry, brother. I don't.
Now Joey Diaz is all the way up in the corner where nobody can
see him,
it.
Dude. Yeah, Mark Grant.
As he was stretching to write his name, I'm looking at Rand. It's like,
oh, you got randomized, dude. It happens, dude. It happens to the best of us, man.
Yeah. Oh, my
Mark
God.
Random's an all right
dude. I don't have a fucking problem with
Mark
that.
Mark Random is generally he made some post on like Facebook. I fucking posted something and he like made a joke about how like I was gonna die soon and then immediately messaged me saying like, hey man, I hope you don't die. And I was just joking. I'm like, yeah, of course, dude. I know you're just like it's all
yeah,
it's
we're
all
cool
good.
With him because we're not girls.
Yeah, it's like nice, dude. Yeah, dude.
I would only see
although,
him like
to be
that.
Fair, if I was a woman, he would terrify me.
Yeah.
I would be absolutely afraid of getting raped.
I would only see and, like, hear and, like, see posts and stuff that were wild. And then the first time I met him, he was so, like, quiet and just like, hey, nice to meet you.
I remember I saw him doing, like, mics. He would do mics like The Creek in the Cave and, like, Grizzly Pear open mics. And just, like, complain about like women and how he wants to kill women and I was like, all right,
I can dig
it. Like, I was like, damn,
he's making some points.
I was like calling up my agent and I was like, you know how you needed the voice of a generation? Get a load of this
on FaceTime. Look at this.
Look at this. Check this out, dude.
Oh shit. No, I don't. That's why I don't have problems with people because when if you're gonna talk about somebody. To me, then I'm just thinking of you like, oh, you're probably talking about me.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll crack jokes on people, but it's always going to be jokes that I would say to your face.
Yeah. Right, that's like
the same way.
Thing,
yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've ever really say stuff about people behind their back I wouldn't say to their face, which doesn't mean I don't say bad things behind people's back. It means I will also say bad things to people's face. Yeah.
But that's also like your thing.
Yeah.
You're also really good at it.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Damn, Vic.
Hell yeah.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
Going on 7 years.
Hell yeah, dude.
How long have you been working at Dojo now?
5.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
5 fucking years.
That's awesome. Dude. Wow, that's fucking cool, dude.
It's pretty wild.
It's crazy that it made it through, like, the pandemic, too.
I'm probably the oldest door guy in the country.
That's the best. That's the way to do it, dude. No, there's, like, people. There's, like, those people in L.A. that work the door at the Comedy Store, and they're like in their like 60s, and they're like, oh,
really?
They're like, I just need
to make it.
I needed to, I just needed to take care of some things, but now I got stories to tell. Yeah. And it's like, all right, dude, there's like a balance, dude.
Yeah,
you got to start comedy in like your mid 20s, and then die by your mid 40s.
I think about that all the time. Like I'm like, the funny thing is how I got into stand up was leaving a Joey Diaz show.
Yeah, you've come full circle. Then
me and my ex-wife were leaving his show in Gotham, and like we were in pain. We laughed so hard, and then we were in the car on the ride home, and I'm like cracking jokes, and she's laughing, and she's like, "Ha ha! How come you never tried stand up?" And I was like, I never knew that was
an option
for me. My fucking guidance counselor failed me.
She didn't realize that in order to do that, you would have to sacrifice your marriage.
Exactly. 1,000%, dude. You hit the nail on the head. I remember where I was when I made that realization. You remember Sticks and Stones?
Yeah.
It was your anniversary night.
It was.
And they were like, Vic, we need you to do an unpaid check drop spot at 11:30 at night. And you were like, I'm in.
I was at Sticks and Stones. And it was like when we had the back to back Nicky's open mic.
Yeah.
And then Sticks and Stones open mic afterwards. And I remember being there and it was like 9:45. And I was there was like six comics before I went up. And I was like, damn, I'm not going to be home to thing. I was like, oh, I'm getting divorced. I was like, there's no way she's going to be putting up with this. Like, I'm an open micer. Like, this is not, there was no, you know what I mean? Not, there wasn't like, you could see a light at the end of the tunnel or like, I'm like, at least now I'm making money, like bringing an extra income into the house. Right. Like before I was just spending money. Like, it was just a waste. And then I'm not home. I'm working all day. I come in. I say hi, eat the food that she made, and then walk right out the door.
Yeah.
And leave her home. You
that
know
sounds
what I mean?
Like heaven,
like, God,
dude.
God damn it. We should have never went to that Joey Diaz
Joey Diaz ruined my marriage.
Yeah, but then I was like, you know what? And then listening to people that have made it talk about shit.
Everyone goes through one divorce.
Everybody had to sacrifice something, whether it was a job, a relationship, a small child, like somebody had to sacrifice something. Somebody had to give something up.
We all have to make sacrifices. Matt, what are you willing to sacrifice for comedy?
Your children.
Oh my God.
The first nice, one dude. You have. We'll be on the altar.
Yes, dude. I guess essentially like my whole 20s. Like,
whoa!
I couldn't have like a serious long-term like career or relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God! Yeah. Well, you could.
All of which are pointless in your 20s.
Yeah.
Anyway, all of which are pointless.
You don't
want to
be one of those guys that's like married in their 20s. No offense, Vic.
Yeah,
but like you don't want to be one of those guys.
I wasn't. Matt. I got married.
I was
in my
like,
30s.
I did. I've done comedy like more than half my life at this point.
That's
and like I've
amazing.
Done it like I've done it like and I was like,
would you sacrifice
my fucking health? Yeah. My fucking incredible body. I'd sacrifice everything, dude.
You used to have a six-pack.
I used to be fucking shredded, and then it was like, oh, okay, I can either, like, do a push-up or do this open mic.
To get to the next level?
To get to the next level.
You're going
to
have to cut your hair.
Never, dude. My Samson-like hair, dude. I could never.
You just or explode into, like, a fucking Super Saiyan of comedy.
Dude, but I would say I've been, like, a working comedian for about 10 years, because I started, at, like, 29, I got passed at the Punchline. Which is when I consider like my comedy career, like, okay, now I have like, well, now at least like I have like a point where it's like I was getting like, I get a paycheck, not like a standard paycheck, but like I'm working there. And I've worked at clubs before, but like this was like a home club.
Yeah.
Like, and to get passed by like Live Nation, like that meant something. Although there's people that can like, you know, it's there's no real litmus test in comedy. It's not like college where you get a degree, and you're like, okay, you are undisputedly like, you know, a comedian, because in comedy, like, it's I mean, comedy is just like, you know, if you make somebody laugh, like by definition, you're a comedian. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this professor's a real comedian, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like it's like a title, but it's also like a thing you are.
It's not like bodybuilding where you get a pro card.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, look, you're going to do this the rest of your fucking life. What's the rush?
We should get a pro card.
Comedy pro
card. A comedy pro card.
Well, like, we should unionize, but that fucking retard Mitzi Shore fucking stopped everyone from unionizing because comics are fucking, let's be real, self-centered, spineless little fucking worms.
Oh, yeah.
So the idea of not working at some shit venue in Los Angeles, they're like, oh, I go to fucking do it. So now no one unionizes.
Yeah. Listen, there'd be no way that you could have a protest, a comedy union protest with people not crossing the picket line.
Everyone would cross the picket
like,
line.
Oh, this booker is a real piece of shit. Let's all not work for them. Okay. And then a bunch of people are like, I'm going to go take those spots.
But that's kind of like
spots, actually. Yeah. Can I still get spots?
But that's like also the cool thing about like comedy not being in union is like, well, fuck you. I'm going to open my own fucking comedy venue.
Yeah.
And I can do it myself. And it's not like, well, union rules actually prevent you from opening a comedy club.
Yeah, the union could be a real scumbag.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Fuck the union. They're just a fucking other mob.
Like they were in New York for the UFC.
Yeah.
Like, they kept the UFC out of New York for so long.
That was like the...
Well, it was like the boxing commission.
The catering union. Like the fucking...
Well, no, it was the people in, like, the state Senate had connections with the, like, union in Vegas that had beef with the Fertitta brothers.
Yeah.
So, like, because they were buddies with people who had beef with the Fertittas, they were like, we're not going to keep it illegal
in
New York.
Was it the vendors or something? It was, like, a specific part
restaurant union, maybe?
Yeah, it was, like, a specific part of the people that, like, the concession union or some shit like that, where they would not, like, allow them to work the shows.
Well, they were just mad at the Fertitta, but they had beef with the UFC, and then they had a partnership with, like, Bob Riley. I'll never forget the name Bob Riley. He was the guy doing interviews all the time saying, it's the UFC, it's dangerous.
Human dog fighting.
It's dangerous. We can't have that here. Fighting. It's like hardcore pornography.
So nah, that's cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You already have the UFC in the subway. Why are you not letting people do it?
We're allowed to have Showtime, but not the UFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's so stupid.
Sickening.
Yeah. Fucking unions.
Yeah, but now it's legal in New York. Is it legal in every state now?
It's legal everywhere, it's baby. Legal everywhere.
I remember that you say it was like legal in 48 states, and I knew it wasn't in New York, and I didn't know what the other state was.
Where else would it be? Hawaii, maybe?
Or Alaska?
That'd be cool to fucking do
fucking Eskimo fights.
Yeah, that'd be cool to have a fucking fight in like Hawaii over a volcano.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
like
sad.
A fucking cage fight in Hawaii, but then like you fucking kick somebody so hard they fall. They fall. Like they fucking catch on fire, like falling.
They just disintegrate.
Yeah. One hand sticking out of the lava as it fucking sinks
like the Terminator.
In. Yeah.
Damn, John Jones' hand is just sticking out like this.
That'd be so scary to fucking
his
fall
first
in the lava.
Loss is into the volcano.
Sounds like something WWE would do. Yeah. The next level of the Buried Alive match or the Inferno match.
Oh, my God.
The volcano match.
That would be, I think falling in lava would be such a scary way to die. Falling in lava, getting eaten by a shark. Honestly, this is not looking good for Hawaii, dude. I don't think I'll ever go.
I know. I don't think I'll ever go either because I just can't afford it. Yeah, it's so expensive.
I'd like to go to Hawaii, just chill on the beach. I won't go in the water.
You say that, but the allure, dude.
I know.
Then, Matt gets fucking drunk and high tide comes in. He gets swept up. He can't get out because the undertow pulls him out, dude.
Dude, that's my advice to every teenager that I ever get the ear of is I'm like, run away.
Yeah.
Like, just go somewhere
else.
With me in my van.
The advice I
there's no scarier way to start a sentence than with every teenager I get the ear of.
Yeah.
You know,
which I'm a teenager I can convince.
Yeah.
Every time I talk to a teenager, I say the same thing.
Yeah.
If you tell anyone, we'll both get in trouble.
If you say something, I'm going to have to kill your mother.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah. You don't want to. I'm going to have to hurt your mom. Why are you making me do this?
If she finds out about
this
us.
This is such a dark episode, Vic. My
I
God.
Like it. Mm. This is what I think about.
Yeah. Were you you ever trained martial arts? You
I did
a boxer?
I did karate.
Nice.
When I was I did karate when I was like 11.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 42.
Nice, dude.
Well, I'm gonna be 42.
I'm turning 40 in October, baby.
Nice.
So you were doing karate in like the Epcot of
in like the late 90s.
Late 90s.
Yeah. No.
Early to late 90s, right?
Early 90s. Early it 90s. Was early 90s. Yeah, cuz I was like 12 years old. So like probably like 93,
92,
94.
93, yeah.
I was training in some dude's basement, like in his garage.
Yeah,
he had
I think
a whole
that
dojo
was yeah, I feel like that was like when Ninja Turtles swept me up and I wanted to fucking get into karate too.
Yeah.
And that was like the golden age of karate where you know, it was so popular, everyone, like, chopping a 2x4 in half.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
No, I never.
I never did that shit either.
I was never coerced by, like, movies and stuff. I did it because I was legitimately scared of people.
Damn, dude.
And I was, like, I would get picked on and stuff, and I wanted to, like, fight back. And I tried wrestling.
Mm.
I went out for wrestling, but I really thought when I was trying out for wrestling that it was like WWF wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, so when I first did amateur wrestling, I thought so
you come
also.
In with
that's
like,
what I thought
you come
it was
in with like
be.
Tassels and face paint.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to learn. Like, I can't wait to learn how to give somebody a big boot.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I was such a Hulk Hogan fan. I was like, and then I went in.
They
and
spend
this
like
was
the entire first match is teaching you how to catch beers.
I remember I first went into when I was went into amateur because I did judo, then went to amateur wrestling training, and it was all mats everywhere. And I was like, oh, I guess we have to train on the mats before they let us in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I remember one of the first after a couple of days, we learned some basic hand-to-hand, some, like, grappling, submissions, and some stuff. And I was like, I asked one of the other kids, I was like, do they teach us? Like, do you think we could learn how to do the Walls of Jericho sometime?
Yeah. No, nothing. Dude, I was so disappointed because, like, I went in there and I got dropped off by myself. And I'm like, a 10-year-old kid in this room with all these adults. Everybody knows each other. You know, it's like all clicky. Like all the coaches are their kids are in there and everything. And they, you know, they pair everybody up. and they like do like a free mat so that they could see what everybody does and like what everybody's skill level at. And they paired me up with this kid with no hand.
Gross.
Like he had like a
nubbin.
I called it the stub knuckle.
He was like holding you down and like fucking putting the nub in your mouth.
Dude,
you got your ass kicked by the nubbin?
Because I didn't know. I was like, I can't beat this kid up. If I beat this kid up, everybody here is going to be mad at me. Mm-hmm. Right? And on the other side, if he beats me up, everybody's going to think I'm such a, like, I'm going through this in my head as I'm across from him. And then the guy blew the whistle and all of a sudden I just saw the lights and like on the mat. And then he was digging that thing in my side. I didn't know the kid was the captain of the fucking team.
Oh,
like he was a real legit
wrestler.
Oh
God, he had
wrestler.
Something to prove to overcome his disability.
Dude, he molested me. Like the way that I just couldn't do anything. I felt so helpless and he just kept
speaking of mutants.
Yeah, speaking of mutants, that kid had the real mutant power.
Damn, he had the, like all of his strength. He had, his one hand had the strength of two hands to compensate.
Oh my God! But I'll never forget those little knuckles that he had on that thing, and he was just
yuck. Ew.
I was paralyzed. I was like, ah, don't touch me with that. Don't touch me with that.
I would have to just learn how to use a gun at that point. It's
not
worth
it. I quit
it.
The team right after that.
Yeah.
I never did contact sports.
You were
molested,
dude. It was
really
scary.
Never contact sports again?
No, I did basketball.
Oh, okay.
Basketball. Nice. And in high school, I varsityed in basketball and tennis.
Nice.
Basketball and tennis. Nice. So what later, how late in life or did you get into like working out and lifting like you do now? Is that new?
No, that was after a breakup.
Ah,
that was after a breakup. No, not the ex-wife. Yeah. It was the chick before her.
Okay.
I met my ex-wife at the gym.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was the chick before her. I got into it because I was super insecure. She was like dating not a bodybuilder. He was a cop, but he was like jacked.
Yeah, on that TRT
before me.
Shit.
Yeah, and then they like got back together once we broke up. So I was like, fuck, I got really upset and started doing steroids. Nice. And went to the gym.
That's the way to do it, dude.
Got fucking super jacked.
Nice, dude.
Got a
what
job
were you doing?
At a
what
mail
were you
review.
Taking?
Huh? I was taking everything. I was on fucking. I was taking this incredible stack from British Pharma. That was Trenbolone, Masteron, and testosterone acetate.
Okay.
The fast acting one. So I was having to do like two shots a week.
Yeah.
Dude, I looked like a fucking maniac. That Trenbolone, oh my God. The Trenbolone was
Tren is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, dude.
Nice, dude. I'm in.
Yeah.
you've sold me, dude.
I miss it so much.
I'm glad, dude.
You did this during the breakup. How long did you do it for?
Probably like from 07, 08 to like 2012. So like 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the fall off after you stopped doing it?
My hormones got fucked up because the thing about steroids is if you have money and like a doctor, you could
do it in a healthy way.
Yes,
yeah,
you could be all right.
Yeah, and you'll be staying in your cycle.
How do you find a doctor? Do you like talk to like your
now
regular,
they're everywhere.
Do you like talk to your like doctor like, hey, I need steroids?
Yeah,
like,
now you could.
Is it like a medical marijuana card where you're like, gee, doc, I don't know.
Yes.
I have trouble like not being in a fit of rage talking
before,
to my wife constantly.
but before the legalization where you had to like know the symptoms to tell the doctor, like if you go to your doctor and talk about like not having energy and having problems with your dick staying hard, they'll think you have low testosterone, and then
that's
gonna
get you on TRT. It's not giving
you
a trend.
They don't prescribe trend at all. That you have to go to the black market.
Yeah, I told my doctor that, and he's like, "Well, you need to like not be fucking obese." And I'm like, "Well, can't you just give me some fucking trend, dude?
Yeah.
Give me that fucking trend, baby.
Trend.
I
want to
get
trend God.
like Bane, where I just like fucking inject it. I just keep getting like bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
that's
the
way to do it, dude.
That's how
it's like. I got like a little fucking switch, and I'm like,
yeah. I'll show you a picture after this.
Nice,
yeah.
Dude. But yeah, body wise, did you? I know some guys when they're on like a stack like that, and if they like, did you wean yourself off?
Well, I weaned myself
some
off
guys
a little
just
bit.
They stop and they just get flabby.
I weaned myself off. I stopped taking the trend and everything, and then I was just doing shots of test.
Yeah.
For a while, but where I fucked up was the post post-cycle hormones, like the HCG and shit like that, the stuff you take so that you can get your fucking balls back. And that, I bought it, and
you
then like wasn't consistent.
You got steroid balls still?
No, steroid, my balls are great. Okay. I have one steroid tit that's just very depressed.
Yeah.
This, it just hangs really fucking low. One, that one tit has
only
pretty
one
bad.
Of them.
Only one. I wish that's it was both, so it'd be fucking normal. Like, it would look normal. Yeah. I want to get that surgery like The Rock.
That's how a lot of guys got caught. It was like, I think wrestlers, some baseball players too, they got caught taking steroids because they were good at getting steroids that wouldn't show up on drug tests, but they took estrogen blockers to try and prevent the like man boobs you get, and they got popped for the estrogen blockers.
Yeah.
It was like, well, there's no reason for you to be taking estrogen blockers
unless
it's to stop side effects of steroids.
Yeah. It was fucking depressing because I had to stop too because my ex-wife wanted to have a kid and shit, and then she
What was it?
What made you happier, the steroids or the kid?
The steroids at the time, for sure. I was like, this sucks because she made me stop doing that and stop smoking weed. I was like, Jesus
damn, that's
Christ.
A lot. That's like a big change.
Yeah, I was super depressed. Dude.
What's the thing? Is it that you? You're not coming as much when you're on steroids.
She didn't want fucking mutant babies.
You didn't want her kids to be a mutie, dude.
Yeah,
kid
she
comes
didn't
out
want
black.
No fucking.
Yeah. It's a mutie.
She blames on the steroids, not the black guy she was fucking.
Yeah.
It was a trend.
Okay,
my great grandfather's Polynesian. Why are you getting mad?
Because I knew guys on steroids that like had kids. Like it wasn't that was never an issue.
No, she was like,
The Rock
super
has
strict.
Kids.
Yeah.
It took us.
The Rock is clean though.
It took us so long. The Rock had the gyno surgery.
He did. Yeah.
You can see the little scars.
You can see it, dude.
You can see how fucking nicest chest.
John Cena even brought that up. When Dr. Thugonomics was like, you even got titty surgery in, like, 2012.
Yeah. That was a fucking rap battle.
That was a
fucking battle.
Yeah, dude, that's a rap.
When he called him out for writing shit on his wrist, dude. Oh, that was fucking
that was
tight, he got so mad.
Yeah.
He got so mad he went off script and just threatened him. That was his comeback. Yeah. Was like, I'm just going to threaten your life.
I'm going to kill you, John Cena. Dude, wrestling.
No, he said, I'm going to take you up Know Your Role Boulevard and up to the SmackDown Hotel.
That didn't work. He was like, he couldn't say that because it wasn't written on his wrist.
Yeah.
He had to go with, I'm 6 foot 4, 290 pounds.
You ever get any other side? You get like back knee, any of that shit?
No, I got, I didn't get any bad. I would get like, I didn't break out a lot. I would get like one bad pimple where it'd be like a fucking raging pimple.
Yeah, just drain that
like
bad
fucking,
boy.
Yeah, it'd be like a nuke somewhere like on my leg or something.
Yeah.
But I was doing Winstrel.
Okay, I knew guys who would take that.
I was getting Winstrel and it was fucking white. And it was like milky white, and I would shoot it into my legs.
Yeah.
And I'd get cement legs where my fucking legs would be in so much pain. Dude, the shit I did on stage, I was like a fucking heroin addict. I was ordering fucking needles online, getting them shipped to the house. I was shooting myself in the bathroom, in my shoulders, in my in my legs,
hell
in
yeah.
my ass. I remember one time I shot in my arm, and when I took the needle out, this spray of fucking blood just came out.
Yeah.
Hell and it just soaked this entire fucking shower curtain. And I was like, Jesus
that's
Christ.
That's like a scene in the movie. And like the blood gets on the bathroom mirror, and then you like wipe it off, and you're all intense.
I'm just looking.
And like some music plays, like, oh, he's evil now because he's doing a thing. Oh, he's doing an evil thing now. Look at it. Look how intense he's looking at himself in the mirror.
Yeah,
that's my favorite trope in a movie where it's like a guy's like, look. I've never like stared in the mirror like being all like fucking, like fucking. Yeah. I've always been. I always do like a little like look up in the mirror. I never like
looking
look
down.
You
like,
look
down
all
like,
intense,
like Rocky. And you're like,
I'm always like looking at my fucking teeth. Like, is everything okay there? I'm fucking looking at my nose. You know, that's what they need.
Looking
to do.
For odd hair.
It's like, what the fuck is this? Like, I'm fucking like, what the fuck is this? Like, I'm always like confused and like a little mildly concerned. Yeah. Oh God, I hope that's not a cancer mole.
No, I've intensely looked in the mirror a bunch of times and been like, you're a pussy. You're stop being such a pussy. Why did you just cry in the shower like that?
There was a famous story from back in the day with Shawn Michaels. He I think I forgot who the other guy was. I think it may have been like Warlord one of the other wrestlers, big jacked up dude, Warlord Barbarian, one of those guys. And he asked Sean to inject him with a steroid needle. And he was like trying to get in his butt, and the scar tissue was so tough he couldn't get it in. He's like got two hands trying to get it in, and then he just goes, "Dude, I think you're full."
And then he said, "Wait a minute, I have an idea."
Yeah.
And he hit him with that sweet chin music. And that needle went in like a hot knife through butter, dude.
He pulled out his dick and fucked him in the ass.
Scar tissue's a bitch.
That's
dude.
Scary, dude. Yeah. That's scary to think like you've been using it so much you get like scarred. Like
I was getting that. Yeah, I was getting that. In the butt cheeks, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you did you ever imagine. Have like mood swings with it?
No.
I think you're a chill dude. I think a lot of it is a lot of that stuff is it enhances some of the stuff. If you're already kind of aggressive, or the thing that guys, it's just like more testosterone going through your body in general. I've seen guys who just never really worked out before, and they start working out, and all of a sudden they have some testosterone, and they've never felt like they could fight anyone, and now they're ready to like punch a hole through a wall, even without doing steroids. So I think that just kind of enhances that, but. If that's not in you at all, I feel it doesn't necessarily bring... Yeah.
I have a really bad temper, but it just takes so much to push me to that breaking point. Nice. But I don't... I had, like, an argument with the girl I was... I had actually started using it while we were, like, mending.
Okay.
Like, I was trying to save the relationship, and, like, she's...
By doing Greg getting fucking jacked.
I remember one time we were, like, making out, and I was, like, on top of her.
Nice.
And I pushed up to, like, get off of her, and she's like, "Are you on steroids?" Like, she just noticed, and I was immediately,
Why'd she...
Because she just noticed my body change.
Yeah. Hell yeah,
like,
dude.
I was pushing up off of her, like, getting off. Yeah. And then we got into, like, an argument. And in her room, and like we were arguing
about steroids.
No, I don't know what we were arguing about, but she tried to like walk by me, and I was like, "No, don't." I'm like, "We're in the middle of the car," and like I pushed her back, but I ended up sending her like over the fucking bed.
Oh.
And then I was like, "All right, maybe we don't have to talk about this right now." I was like, maybe this has gone too far.
I bet that super turned her on though, dude. Women are like that.
Nah, she's not for me.
Ah, well, you know, you live and you learn.
No, she correct me right away.
Oh, well, you know. That was a 50-50 chance, dude.
Right? It is. It could have gone the other way. But she was like, "Oh, my God, that's so hot." You guys watch Mayans?
No,
what
is that?
That's like
that's
the
biker show, right?
The biker movie? Yeah. There's an episode where like the cartel leader has like this white girlfriend.
Hell
and he fucking slaps her. And she's like, just starts making out with him. And I was like, that she really liked that fucking slap. That's
some
exactly
some women like
said.
That. Sometimes women like a little fucking ass whooping dude. And I think that fucking ties into our feet of strength, right, Matthew?
Yeah, let's see. Let me pull the phone out.
I think we're at the...
We got... What are we at?
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, so I was looking up... we talked on last week's show on the Patreon. We were talking about our favorite action stars in Hollywood. And it got me looking up... I found, hold on, several different actors and their max bench presses.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, and it's starting with like the highest ones of actors and then going down. I think it's pretty easy to guess who's the highest bench press for an actor.
It's going
to
be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Nope.
Dave Bautista.
Nope.
Oh, that fucking, mountain.
You guys are close.
The mountain dude.
He wasn't on here, but he might be.
Like Thorg or whatever.
At the top, it's Arnold.
Arnold. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Arnold? I put the, not current, wait, current or like.
Yeah, that's what I didn't know it was all time.
So it's like
I thought
in
it was
overall.
He could probably still bench more than...
He could bench more, but like not more than The Rock.
So some of these are like verified, unverified. He claimed his best bench press was 525.
What?
The biggest verified one was 441 in a powerlifting meet.
That's insane.
They have it listed on the website as 500. Next up is John Cena, verified 487-pound bench press.
Strong damn. Dude. He's a fucking beast.
He's a strong, all natural.
All natty, baby.
All natty. He won't say otherwise.
Yeah.
Asked him.
He's like, it's so funny because he's like the face of the fucking company.
Yeah.
Even like when he's like promoting like R-rated movies and shit, and they're like, "This is a movie for adults.
Yeah.
You do steroids."
I can't fucking tell everybody does steroids and then go make wishes.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like my make-a-wish is like get John Cena to admit he's fucking on steroids. It's like, "I'm going to die. You got to tell me. Are you on the
juice?"
You
got to tell me. He whispers in
the
secret.
John, the secret dies with me. And he's like, the kid's like,
I'm on trembling.
He's like, the kid's like, I knew it. Beep.
450 for Dave Bautista.
450.
And 450 for The Rock. Or they've said between 400 and 500 for The Rock.
Insane. That hurts my shoulder just thinking about that.
Yeah. Lou Ferrigno, 445.
Okay.
Terry Crews.
Oh,
405. And some of these are, they're kind of like equating it, like when he, because he was in the NFL, so he did the combine. So he benched 225 pounds, 22 reps. That's what they make them all do for the combine.
That's two plates, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. 50 Cent. Apparently,
Fitty got
claims for 50 Cent range from 405 to quote more than 415.
Wow.
These are big numbers for the rapper.
Like,
However, he 2015 Muscle and Fitness Profile mentioned him incline pressing 275 for reps.
But.
Yeah, so he says he's in the 400 club.
That's pretty impressive.
LL Cool J also claim is 405, unverified.
We probably should have started from the lowest and worked our way up because it just gets like less impressive as it goes on. The numbers go down. It's like more regular looking.
I want to know who the most regular, like the strongest regular.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Honestly, like LL Cool J seems like a fairly regular. He's like, okay, that guy like works out, but it doesn't seem like, oh, he needs to be on the fucking juice. Like he looks like a naturally like fucking fairly buff.
I think
50
juice.
Going down down to the bottom now. We'll start from the bottom and work our way back up to LL Cool J. That's a good point. 240-pound bench press, Kevin Hart, which is very impressive.
That's impressive for
his
size.
Really
for
like
sure.
He's like only 150.
It's more than his body weight. Yeah.
He's 140 pounds, yeah.
Like the goal is to like bench press more than your body weight.
Yeah. I am severely intimidated by him.
Then
now.
We got 270 pounds, Nelly.
Nelly's
a pretty
country
strong,
grandma.
Like a strong dude.
Well, I'm going down, baby. Don't street in a baby. Ready to let
I
it
think
go.
All these Hollywood dudes, juice.
They all like, but they all like fucking pump up their numbers too.
Some vars
as if like, as if like the actual amount of weight you move has any like relevancy to like, you know, physical strength. Like, you know,
yeah.
A mom can lift a car if a fucking baby's stuck underneath it.
What a mom.
Then we got 280 for Brad Pitt. This is computed.
Yeah.
This is a computed one rep max based on the 8 reps of 225 he reportedly did when he did Fight Club.
Also,
when he's doing Fight, like he was in good shape.
That
was
20
like,
fucking years ago.
He was
too.
Like, but he was also like skinny jacked.
Yeah,
like he's like
Matt
real.
Always points out how like that's not like a good aesthetic for women, and how
I don't
like
think so.
Oh, the most beautiful man in Hollywood. That's not what women want. Women actually want a guy that looks. I'd have to say like a little bit more like me.
Yeah.
Like why would you
more
want
like
who
me.
Would, who would want to have sex
Chris
with Brad
Hemsworth?
Pitt?
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. Thor?
Thor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go if you're going Loki over Thor, come on. What are
Dude,
we doing?
How about Fight Club Brad Pitt versus Thor?
Thor.
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris
but
Hemsworth?
Those two are both blonde and beautiful.
Yeah, but
and
Chris
ripped.
Hemsworth's
do,
actually jacked.
But he's jacked.
I do Brad Pitt, though, because I could dress up more fashionable with him. Because Tyler Durden had the best drip of any fucking fictional character. Dude, the way he
You're
fucking,
ready for fashion week.
The way he dressed in Fight Club, I thought was so fucking cool.
With that extra collar?
Yeah, they're like, damn, dude, if I had that body, I would have the confidence to like just dress like a fucking weirdo faggot too, because that's all Tyler Durden. Like Tyler Durden had like this crazy fucking drip. It was awesome. That movie ruled.
Then we got.
I want to watch that movie now.
Unverified, but estimated 300 pounds for Chris Pratt based on 10 reps with 210. When
that's a guy that
Guardians
looks,
of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Too bad. Too bad. Chris looks... Pratt hates his fucking wife, dude. Oh. The house bunny.
Oh, he's cucking for her.
Anna Faris.
Yeah.
Didn't they break up?
He broke up, and like for Mother's Day, he's like, "Happy Mother's Day to my fucking current wife."
Oh yeah, I remember.
Arnold
this.
Schwarzenegger's daughter, and not my fucking Anna Faris, who gave me a retarded son. Because you know he fucking blames Anna Faris for having a disabled son.
But I think he didn't. He just say he gets a hall pass with Usher.
Who,
somebody just said that about their wife. I thought it was Chris Pratt.
Oh, man. I don't know who it was.
Everyone says that. It's like that's like the new thing. It's like, it's actually, I'm okay with my wife cheating on me.
Yeah. It's like, wait, you can't, if you're famous, you can't give out hall passes. You guys might actually meet.
Yeah, that would actually happen, dude. Hall passes are like, oh, yeah.
For broke people.
Yeah, it's like a little fantasy where it's like, okay, if Katy Perry comes in, you can have her piss on you.
Hall passes are like, for nobody's.
Yeah, it's not like, it's like, oh, really? Well, I'm actually interviewing her on my show tomorrow. Yeah. So.
Funny movie, by the way.
Yeah. Then we got Chris Hemsworth, also 300 pounds. It's Chris Hemsworth, Henry Cavill, and Chris Pratt, all 300.
Nice. Henry Cavill's a little dude, too.
Yeah, I like but Henry I feel like Cavill. Chris Hemsworth might be able to do more than 300, but I don't think he actually does those, like, super high, like, one rep max and the highest, so we just haven't seen him try more. Hugh Jackman, 315.
Juiced.
That guy's definitely fucking. There's no way you can be like that fucking.
Yeah,
40. Just making those body transformations at 40.
No, 50, dude. He's like 50 something now.
Man. But I think like
he's
the
been Wolverine
X-Men.
For over 20 fucking years, dude.
He's that is the best, like superhero character.
Wolverine.
Yeah, like an adaptation, like but, person that plays a role. Like I can't picture anybody else.
Now that's the problem. Is like, well, what are you gonna do now? Like, who's gonna take over the role?
You gotta get some furry motherfucker.
You gotta get.
What about Ben Affleck as Batman?
That sucked, dude.
You think that sucked? I liked.
I didn't like it, dude. I liked Robert Pattinson's Batman way more.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I thought it's like incomparable. Like, it's like it wasn't like a bad Batman, but it was like the movie itself was just so shitty that it took me out of it, and I couldn't like. I'll say this, like, if they actually just did, like, a Ben Affleck Batman movie just as him as Batman, I'd be curious to see it. And I think it's just that Justice League sucked so much. I couldn't get into it.
I didn't like Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne, but I liked Ben Affleck's chin as Batman.
Okay, that's a good one. That's good.
That's a good take.
I like the way he looked as Batman with the costume on was selling.
In the Batman, I liked how Robert Pattinson was, like, writing a journal as like an emo Batman, but it was like kind of like all like crazy and Rorschach-y. So it's like, nice, dude. Batman has a fucking manifesto, which is like just what like fucking crazy.
I like that take on Batman. Yeah. That was.
We only got a few more. We got Michael B. Jordan at 325. Mark Wahlberg 335.
335.
Jonathan Majors 340. Method Man 354.
Oh, get the fuck out of
Method
here.
Method Man got jacked out of nowhere. Also.
Steroids.
Also, he's the trend man. That's what we're going to start calling him now, the trend billing man.
Yeah, and then we got Sylvester Stallone is a disputed one.
Really?
Because of steroids.
385. In his fitness book, he claims to have been able to bench press 385 to 400 before tearing his pec in a bench press contest with his trainer.
Yeah, he knew who his trainer was, right?
Franco Colombo,
Arnold's boy, the little Italian. And do you know he did Rocky with the torn pec?
Yeah. So I was working with Franco Colombo at the end of a workout. He said, let's see you bench press 200 pounds. I said, I'm kind of tired and I hate to press just once. So I laid back and pressed. Try 210. I didn't want to, but I did. Now 220. Kept going up to 220. Tried 220 pounds and the weight fell on me and I heard a pop.
Nice. Fucking bitch.
So 26 years before the 385-pound claim, he said the weight he successfully benched was only 210. Did he do more before or after? But
that's what life is.
Yeah.
Nice, man. See how hard you could bench.
Then we got Will Smith claim 385.
Oh, shit.
I don't believe that.
And then the last one.
What's her name?
Jada.
Jada did it.
The last one we got before we get back to LL Cool J was 405 at 400 pounds. Busta Rhymes.
Whoa.
I don't believe any of this shit.
Yeah. Busta.
Fucking.
He's busting
rappers,
needles in
dude.
His ass.
Yeah.
Not a single comedian.
That's
despite,
another one.
Despite comics being
Kevin
so
Hart.
Like.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Hart was on there.
He doesn't count.
Kevin Hart can't be the most jacked comedian.
He's the strongest comedian.
We need to get
the world's strongest comedian. He fucking comes out of the stage. He just starts ripping phone books in half.
Wait, when you're talking about comedians, him being the strongest comedian is hilarious.
It's very funny. Who's the strongest comedian then?
Probably Nick Simmons.
Nick Simmons?
He used to be in
New
York.
I've never heard of
him. Oh, he's the blonde guy.
No, he's not blonde.
No?
Sounds like a black guy.
There's like a blonde jacked comic.
Matt Rife. Matt Rife is the strongest comic.
Rogan.
Rogan is probably.
I don't think Rogan's that strong, dude. Rogan's like my height.
I don't think he does feats of strength either. Yeah. I think his stuff is more like
casual. Like he just does
like
kettlebells.
He's doing it more for like actual performance rather than like strength.
Much like me.
Go, right. Kumail.
Kumail?
Not anymore.
Kumail
he lost
Nanjiani.
All the muscles.
Yeah. And he also doesn't. Does he just still do stand up?
No, he quit.
Terry Crews doesn't do stand up, right? He's just
a funny
actor.
Guy. Yeah, he's just funny. Black people are just funny, dude.
Shannon Sharp.
Cat Williams. Oh. The fastest act. The fastest.
Yeah,
comedian.
Cat Williams the fastest.
He's the fastest comedian.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't he run like a fucking 2 minute mile or something?
He ran like a crazy 440.
Yeah.
Number and the gym.
Yeah.
Clocked him.
He's probably like on crack or something though.
Speed.
Yeah, dude, he's on speed.
Pure
which is cool,
speed.
Dude. But if I was on speed, I'd definitely beat the shit out of that teenager. I wouldn't let that teenager beat the shit out of me.
That's the low part of his career.
Was it? I thought that was like the high point.
Getting beat up by that 12-year-old.
That was awesome, like, dude. He's so weird.
Choked.
He's weird, but goddamn it, we love him, dude.
But God, hey, he was still talking shit while he was getting choked unconscious.
Yeah.
He didn't
cool,
shut
dude.
Up.
He's
he
awesome.
Kept going.
He rocks, dude.
And he also set off 2024.
He's yeah. a pimp.
He started
so
everything.
This is the year of truth. And yeah. so far, it's
fucking
been the year of truth.
He outed everybody.
Diddy's outed. Drake.
What a
pedophile.
Fucking year.
Everyone's in trouble.
Certified
Everyone.
Pedophile.
Certified pedophile.
That's fucking great.
Vic, where can people see you? Where can people find you, dude? Where
VicIsFunny.com, baby.
Nice, dude.
That's where you find everything. The VCast, the Hell fucking yeah. links to all the stuff.
That's any shows coming up?
Door Guy and Friends is a monthly show at the Dojo of Comedy. It's coming up this Saturday. I don't know when you guys are going to release this. May 18th is the next one. And then in June, there'll probably be another date. But stay tuned. VicIsFunny.com. Vic is funny with a Z on Instagram because some fat bitch took it with an S.
Nice, dude.
And she's not even funny or she doesn't post either. And Instagram will not release it to me.
Nice, dude. Yeah, I have to be Joe W. Gorman on all the formats because there's Joe Gorman, and get this. This is vile. He's a reverend that builds housing in Africa.
God,
my polar
Instagram.
Opposite, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, he's on all of it, dude.
What does he need IG for? At least fucking brag about how good he is?
Yeah, dude. Now, well, at least I got, now I'm like, I guess like now I like my brand. I got to just be like one of those middle initial comics. Yeah.
Hey, Louis J. Gomez.
Joe W. Gorman, dude.
Yeah.
Think about it. Stick around, folks.
Joe Dubs.
Thanks for listening. Stick around for the Patreon.